This is sports.
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 This is sports. This is sports.
With a capital F.
This is sports with a capital F.
This is sports.
F.
This is sports with a capital F.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Sports with a Capital F podcast. I am Graham, and this episode, my guest is dear friend of the show and a dear friend of mine, General Flebo Jackson. How you doing today, sir?
Bonjour, je m'appelle Flebo Jackson. You didn't know I was multilingual. I speak many languages. That was French. Hello, my name is Nick.
Yes,
Yes,
Flebo Jackson is French for the word Nick.
They might as well be.
Yeah, they don't have one of those. It's fine. It is now. How about that?
It is now. Yeah, I'm writing them now.
Yep. So how you holding up today, sir?
Good. I had to work this morning bartender shift. Yeah. You know, with these morning drunks. Yeah, do me tell you something about morning drunks.
Yes.
Yeah, they don't handle their shit. They just drink and they're quiet. Those night people would drink, they're loud and obnoxious. These people came here and slammed 8 shots and didn't say a word to me.
That has to be the case. Those are professionals. During the day, you're dealing with professionals. At night, you're dealing with the weekend warriors. People who are toying around with the idea of becoming the guys you see earlier in the day. But that's something to look forward to in anyone who's drinking in an establishment, is someone who is in there to drink. That's why I'm attracted to dive bars, because
the people
in a dive bar are in there to drink in the dark.
Yeah, no, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Well, for this bar that I worked at, like, I don't got nothing to listen to. I listen to ESPN all day. But today,
and
most
the
days,
sports
I'm
with a capital
Martin
podcast.
Martin
is on. And the sports with a capital podcast.
I was talking about today. Yeah. I was watching Martin and his white cats out here in Forest Grove. Kind of just
they had never
like
seen Martin?
No, they have. They've seen it, but I mean, I work in Forest Grove. I don't work in Portland. So when you put Martin on the TV, I mean, these cats are used to watching Will and Grace, something like that.
Yeah, so they've seen Martin, but when it comes on, they're not like, stop changing the channel, is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
like
crazy tough. Yeah, of course. Of course. Well, I wouldn't have any dealings with a person who didn't at least hesitate to change the channel.
Yeah, what's up with some sports, man? There's a lot of crazy shit going on.
There is a lot of crazy shit going on. Where should we start? I feel like I've talked about Mayweather-McGregor enough, but we can get into that a little bit.
I mean, in my opinion, Mayweather's going to beat the dust off him, but a lot of people just want to see a good fight. I mean, I'll pay to see it. I guess that's the only thing is you want is entertainment value, and that's all there really is in that fight.
You know, the guy I interviewed in my last podcast, he was concerned about paying to see the fight too. And I'll tell you the same thing. I told him, I'll send you a link.
Oh yeah. Send me a link.
But I think the big X factor that nobody's really talking about is Conor McGregor's instincts. Do you know where I'm going with this? Like, what if Conor McGregor gets spun around really hard? Like, Floyd Mayweather is tagging him, like, you know, just boxing his face off, and then really gets a hold of him and spins him around. And Conor McGregor comes back with, like, a spinning hammer fist or a roundhouse. That, to me, is the only way this spectacle could live up to the hype.
But is a spinning punch illegal? I mean, if you saw him come
up. Oh, of course it is. No, it would be pandemonium. It would be absurd. The flood of memes. Like, it would destroy. Oh, it would break the internet. It would break the floors in my house while I was jumping up and down laughing with tears streaming down my face. Like, Rome has fallen. Like, you know, how much can you take? Trump and then a boxing match between Conor McGregor and the greatest living boxer that ends with a roundhouse kick. It just couldn't possibly, it couldn't devolve any further if it wanted to.
No, that'd be great. So then everybody pretty much said that Mayweather's going to put his hands on dude and destroy him. I mean, like, right? Like,
oh, we're in agreement
there. I think that
needs
to be the general masses, yeah. The only people who disagree with me are Irish people who are like, no, no, no.
Well, of course, that's the elephant in the room. And, you know, me being in Georgia, the only people rooting for McGregor will be the guys in the back of Buffalo Wild Wings. Like, you know, like, stand in there and fight. Quit running. Let's go, Connor. It'll just be a nightmare. But we'll be right back after this brief intermission. And then we don't really take an intermission. I just cut this part out.
For sure.
Hello again. This is Graham from the Sports with a Capital F podcast, and I'm teaming up with the City of Cleveland Tourism Board to bring you a fantastic new product. Are you a Cleveland sports fan? If you are, you undoubtedly struggle with your city's one-trick pony sports history. But with today's subliminal messaging technology, there's no reason to suffer with those feelings of inadequacy any longer. Simply set Graham's Cleveland sports fan self-help tapes to play before you go to sleep at night, and your brain will be pumped with subliminal messages such as these.
There is no sport that isn't basketball. You don't even know what the World Series is. You know they made a movie about baseball in Cleveland, but that was fictional, right? You've heard of the color brown. And that's it. You never hated LeBron.
So toss those feelings of inadequacy into your flaming river. And get Graham's Cleveland Sports Fan self-help tapes today. All right, we're back. And it is time for the segment that no man is safe from. It's time for the CapF Sports Power Rankings.
I thought I had my own sound effect. It sounded good.
That's good. I'll leave it in there. It may become the intro to this segment.
And now, the CapF Sports Power Rankings.
All right. Hold on. I need to. All right. So this episode's power rankings are the power rankings are science, destiny, and livestock. Now, you had told me you'd been doing a little musing on this, so I'll let you kick this off, sir.
Okay. Well, first off, I had a thinking out of look, and I'm like, it was Destiny really a fucking noun? It really threw me off a little bit. So I'm like, person, thing. I'm like, Destiny is a place I'm supposed to go. I threw me off a little bit.
Yeah, I started thinking about it.
And I'm like, Yeah, I mean, livestock, science, Destiny. So I would, if I was to rank them, and then I think from the last year, three being the least important, and then one being the most important.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think I put livestock at three. Even though livestock in it, like, took me a while, like, livestock is very important, like, we eat, that's how we eat, stay alive.
I think I know where you're
going. Yeah, but then I thought, you know, scientists being number two, because with better improvement of scientists, then you have better livestock, you know, like, right? Like, these guys improve, like, the quality of the plants and what we put into them,
I could see that.
Yeah, in that sense, and then definitely being number one, because somebody's not definitely a scientist, and where does that lead you, right? Leads you nowhere. So that was my thought.
That was tremendously poetic, and I would like anyone listening who thinks they may be subjected to this to understand that that's a great way to come into it, because that gives me a lot to work with. So you put science at number two, livestock at number three, destiny at number one. So destiny, science, livestock. I'm pretty much in agreement with you there, except for I would switch destiny and science. I guess we, you know, because context is a big part of this. I guess we, like, you were thinking about scientists, and I was just thinking about science, like critical
science in general, okay.
Like critical thinking, the, you know, the peer review process, like the idea of exploring ideas. And I felt like that was a little more important than destiny, especially since scientists would say it's not, you know, there maybe there isn't really a destiny. It's like you put it, you get out what you put in at X amount, you know?
Oh, yeah, of course. And also, too, like, a science, like, that was my toss-up, too, like, science and destiny, like, it's like science and the whole theory of, like, life, you know, like, science pretty much goes against faith and religion and all that, but there's really no destiny in the science involved. It's just X of those numbers, and you just put them in there and fuck them out, and you get what you want. That's not destiny, it's just what should happen, right? That was kind of a toss-up for me, so.
No, I could absolutely see that. Yeah. And like I said, it's about context. You saw it from a different angle than I did, and that's what I love about this segment. It's because it's super arbitrary, you know?
Like, that's where we live in the world of McDonald's. The livestock is really not that important anymore.
Well, I ranked livestock at the bottom because of that kind of thing. Because there has to be livestock somewhere creating that beef, you know?
Those
cows are somewhere. I work with a guy who visited a meat processing plant in Texas that is capable of killing 1 million head of cattle a day.
Damn.
So six days in that place, they're capable of committing a holocaust against cows.
Is he a vegetarian now?
Nope.
Because most
of course
most
not. He's not a
leave.
Human being.
I don't know. I saw that was your last segment last time I did that vegetarian. I was like, yeah, I'm sure everybody's listening to that. Both. Unless you start interviewing everybody in Oregon. I'm from Oregon. Vegetarian is most important.
Right. I'm not even super behind, because I eat bacon, but again, it's like when you get off the track a little bit, you know, you like the things you like. But I don't support bacon as an idea, you know. His argument was very compelling. You put bacon, you know.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Why would you not eat bacon? And then my argument I felt like was valid too. Put bacon in your mouth and call me. Like, take a piece of bacon, put it in your mouth, and then call me and try to complain about it.
Yeah, yeah, no. Or the smell. I mean, the smell of it alone is enough to turn me. If I was vegetarian, eating bacon. Yeah, no.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then imagine what it would be like when it was in your mouth. Delicious. That's what it would be like.
Yeah, I saw this video the other day, one of those Reddit videos. These cats were making s'mores instead of graham crackers. They used bacon. And I was like, that sounds like the most amazing thing I know, right? Like, I know.
What?
I know, right? What? I know. No graham crackers, use some bacon, weave it. I'm going to send you a link to that video. Yes, next barbecue.
I don't know if I want you to. I mean, definitely send it to me, but wow.
Yeah, yeah, it was good. It was good. People come up with the food and bacon. You can do anything. People put bacon on donuts. I mean, that's how good it is.
No,
it's breakfast on a donut.
Yeah, it fixes everything too. If you go to a restaurant, like a crappy breakfast place, and you get a crappy breakfast, even if your bacon sucks, it's delicious and fixes the meal. That's why you order bacon at every place, because you're like, even if the bacon's like garbage, you're like, my mouth tastes like
bacon.
Yeah.
Yeah, give me extra bacon. Give me extra bacon and 2 pieces of toast, and I'm going to make a sandwich of all this, and I'll be fine.
Yeah, absolutely. You can fix any shitty breakfast place by making what's on your plate into a sandwich. Survival tip. Well, we went off the rails there. I felt like I was going to discuss these power rankings a little bit more, but like I said, I was just happy to talk to you, man. Coming up here in the next month or so, we're going to have to do our Cubs White Sox special. We'll get Corey involved. It's gonna be a whole thing. Did we do that? Did you tell people where they can find you?
Just Google Felieski, Felieski.
Yep, you'll find it everywhere. Yep. And I would like to say thank you to anyone who's heard this, because you, my friend, are a soldier. All right.
All right,
sir.
I'm just drinking beer outside enjoying this nice weather.
Always
by myself, so you'd ask me to talk to you.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure. I'm having a beer too, but we'll talk again later, sir.
Yeah, yes, sir.
All right, General.
All right, dude.
Yep.
This is Sports with a capital F.
This is Sports.
F.
This is a capital F.